The Dry Bean Scene, sponsored by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. For dry beans, NDSU Extension plant pathologist Sam Markell says 2023 was a year that had a little bit of everything.
One of the things that I keep watching is soybean cyst nematode, right? And so we have a lot of soybean cyst samples that come from a lot of soybean growers. And we saw really some pretty high levels in what I would consider dry bean growing regions. And so that's going to be really on our radar in 2024. Another thing we saw was we saw some pretty significant common blight show up at certain times in certain locations. So this one is it's bacteria. It needs some plant wounding. If you get a storm at the right time with high winds, the damage is the leaves. You can see that blow up pretty quick. And so in some areas, we saw some common blight pop up pretty fast. And then we certainly saw pockets of white mold show up too.
A reminder, Bean Day next week, Friday, January 19th in Fargo. The Dry Bean Scene, sponsored by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association.